Welcome to Westminster Abbey on this Maundy Thursday. My name is the Reverend Catherine Williams, and I am a priest, spiritual director, and writer. I am grateful to the Dean and Chapter at the Abbey for their invitation to offer these Holy Week reflections. Today, I will be reading the Gospel appointed for Maundy Thursday and reflecting on the meaning of this day. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 13. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." It's Passover in Jerusalem. Jesus and his disciples are celebrating. During supper, Jesus does something new. Picking up a bowl and a towel, he becomes the disciples' servant as he washes the dirt and grime from their feet. Tenderly touching the roughened, hard-worked skin, in gestures of intimacy, humility, and generosity. Not everyone enjoys this. Peter isn't happy. He doesn't want Jesus to stoop low and get his hands dirty for Peter. But belonging to Jesus means allowing him to wash our feet. That changes everything for Peter. who now asks to be washed from top to toe, to be at one with his master. Jesus encourages his disciples and us to imitate his servant actions. He calls us to wash the feet of those around us. But first, we must accept Jesus kneeling before us and washing our feet. It is in this way that we learn to serve in God's strength and to God's glory, rather than our own. Perhaps on this Maundy Thursday, we might imagine Jesus washing our feet. He knows where our feet have walked, the journeys they've been on. He sees the dirt, calluses and bruises of life we carry. And as he washes our feet with grace, care and respect, so we become more fully his disciples, his body on earth, ready to serve, ready to love. As we imagine Jesus washing our feet in loving humility, may this be the beginning of our transformation too, as we walk with Christ through these next days. When the shadows deepen this night, the celebrations will turn to fear as Jesus is betrayed, arrested, and denied. Soon he will be on his way to the cross, to die. Not just for his disciples, but for the whole of creation, so that everyone and everything might be reconciled to God, put right, renewed, transformed. Thank you for joining me for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections in Holy Week as we journey towards Easter. To find out more about Holy Week and Easter at the Abbey and our online faith resources, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Easter.